This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Task force formed by Nepal Communist Party initiates study on Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC. Women and Social Committee of House directs government to bring Nepal Children Organization's property under Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Government adopts precautionary measures at border checkpoints to check coronavirus, and China accuses US of spreading fear in pretext of coronavirus outbreak. Now the news in detail. The task force formed to study the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, under the coordination of senior leader of Nepal Communist Party, Jalanath Khanal, saw its first meeting today. The meeting discussed over the study of the reference materials related to MCC. Talking to Radio Nepal, the coordinator of the task force, Khanal, informed to complete the task within the stipulated duration of 10 days. The Women and Social Welfare Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to bring the Nepal Bal Sangathan or Nepal Children Organization under the subordination of the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens. The committee called for the implementation of its direction instantly. The committee sought the ministry's responsibility of the protection of children organization and its all immovable and movable properties. Following the discussions with the organization's officials, the committee instructed the ministry to make all arrangements at the province and local level as well as for the protection of children. The committee has reached a conclusion that though the organization has been taking the responsibility of the protection of numerous children, it failed to transform itself as per the changed governance system. Besides, it advised the government to maintain transparency in each activities of all non-government organizations meant for the welfare of children and to be alert that no child would be deprived of one's rights due to any reason. The government has taken precautionary measures at border checkpoints. A help desk has been set up at Balaya Point along the Nepal-India border in Rupandahi district as a preventive measure against the coronavirus infection. The desk was brought into operation by the Public Health Office Rupandahi following the direction of the district administration office for taking precautions to avoid the entry of deadly virus in the country, which has already taken an epidemic turn in China and spread globally. Rupandahi's Assistant Chief District Officer Bharat Sharma confirmed the establishment of coronavirus help desk at Balaya, which welcomes the highest number of tourists arriving in Nepal via several land routes. People entering Nepal through this transit point would be given consultations about the virus and suspected will be referred to a nearby health facility. Meantime, Himalayan Airlines had suspended its flights to three cities of China in the wake of coronavirus epidemic. Vice chairperson of the airlines, Vijay Shrestha, informed that the flights from Tribhuvan International Airport to Chinese cities Shenzhen, Changchun, and Guiyang have been cancelled in view of possible risk posed by the virus. The airlines company has a plan to suspend flights to Beijing and Chongqing from coming February 6th. However, the chief of the service reform branch of the airlines, Ujjwal Dali, said it would continue the flight schedule to Beijing and Chongqing via need and pressure of passengers. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Mascara, has urged the leadership and staffers at the Nepal Red Cross Society in Kapreplanchuk district not to be embroiled in politics anymore. Addressing an event organized by the Nepal Red Cross Society at Bonepa of Kapreplanchuk to hand over ambulances today, Minister Vaskuta urged all to stop disputes in humanitarian organizations, stating that conflict of interest was viewed as a normal phenomenon in the profit-making venture. Minister Vaskuta admitted that it was unpleasant to learn about conflict and dispute brewing in the humanitarian agency like the Red Cross. The minister on the occasion provided 2 ambulances with necessary medical equipment in them to 2 rural municipalities, Pokhari Chowi and Bedan Chok in Kabre Palanchok. Meantime, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Vaskota, has announced that the Nepal Television, NTV's World English Channel, would be launched within the current fiscal year. In his address to a program organized today on the occasion of NTV's 35th anniversary, the minister directed the NTV management team to gear up for the project. He pledged to make sure all sorts of required assistance and budgetary arrangement for the same. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Khushi kasari khushi huncha jab bane chaina koi आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back to the news. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattwai, has said Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli led government is on the right track. Addressing an assembly at the Nepal Communist Party's cadres at Damauli today, Minister Bhattwai claimed that the incumbent government is on the right track and heading towards the right direction. The minister termed Prime Minister Oli as an able and skilled pilot and expressed his confidence that during his leadership, the Nepal Communist Party would have a safe landing. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Barsaman Poon, has pledged to advance the Uttaranganga reservoir-based hydropower project after addressing the demands of the affected local people. He also sought help of the local people in pursuing forward the project. Inspecting the project at Dorpatan, Minister Poon said the local people play a significant role in moving forward the project as it will not only benefit the local people but the whole country. Nepal Electricity Authority is carrying out a study on the 828 megawatts project. You are listening to 8 PM English news from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. The Chinese government has accused the United States of causing panic in its response to the deadly coronavirus outbreak. It follows the U.S. decision to declare a public health emergency and deny entry to foreign nationals who had visited China in the past 2 weeks. There are more than 17,000 confirmed cases of the virus in China. Some 361 people have died in the mainland alone. Meantime, fears over the coronavirus triggered a sharp fall in Chinese shares when the market responded after the Lunar New Year holiday. The Shanghai Composite Index closed nearly 8% lower, its biggest daily drop for more than 4 years. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, has said it rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's recently unveiled Middle East plan. The 57-member body, which led a summit today to discuss the plan in Saudi Arabia's Jeddah, said in a statement that it calls on all member states not to engage with this plan or to cooperate with the U.S. administration in implementing it in any form. Likewise, the Arab League has claimed that the East plan does not meet the millennium rights and aspirations of Palestinian people. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the eastern and central regions and mainly fair in the west of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal Fudisa. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Task force formed by Nepal Communist Party initiates Study and Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Women and Social Committee of House directs government to bring Nepal Children Organization's property under Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Government adopts precautionary measures at border checkpoints to check coronavirus. And China accuses US of spreading fear in pretext of coronavirus outbreak. That's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal Fudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be partly cloudy with chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places in all three regions. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 200 degree, 10 knots, minus 3 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 190 degree, 10 knots, minus 22 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 250 degree, 30 knots, minus 35 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meters, 260 degree, 85 knots, minus 46 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 210 degree, 20 knots, 2 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 200 degree, 30 knots, minus 17 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 260 degree, 50 knots, minus 31 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meters, 270 degree, 80 knots, minus 44 degrees Celsius. And wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 270 degree, 25 knots, 5 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 260 degree, 30 knots, minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 260 degree, 35 knots, minus 30 degrees Celsius. And at 9000 meters, 270 degree, 75 knots, minus 44 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.